Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 7 civilians were killed, 2 wounded when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Nangarhar province, which shares a border with Pakistan. Violence happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same region abducted 13 seminary teachers. Not immediately clear who planted the bomb in a region where the Taliban actively conducts insurgent activities. Extremist links to the Islamic State have established bases in several remote districts of Nangarhar. Days before the U.S. holiday honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., President-elect Donald Trump has attacked Congressman John Lewis after Lewis, a civil rights legend in his own right, said he does not consider Mr. Trump a legitimate president due to what Lewis believes were Russia's attempts to help candidate Trump win the presidency. In a couple of tweets, Mr. Trump said instead of criticizing him, the lawmaker should concentrate on serving his constituents. Less than a week ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration as the next U.S. president, demonstrations against various campaign promises took place in Washington. One march was led by activist minister, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
You may switch presidents, but we just gonna switch legs and keep on marching. We won't back down. We won't be trumped. We won't be trumped.
There also was a rally supporting immigrant and minority rights. It took place at a Washington church. In a polarizing campaign for president, Mr. Trump made promises to build a wall along the border with Mexico. This is VOA News.